Sometimes to win ugly is important for this team as well.
Is that how you call it tonight, winning ugly? It was pretty even in the first half, certainly, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think they probably had more possession of the ball, but we had more chances, and probably better clear-cut chances. And, yeah, we just got a little bit untidy second half, I think a little bit nervy at times. But then when we scored the first goal, we started passing and kept possession of the ball a lot better. And I always thought we'd have a chance to score the second goal, and luckily enough for us in the last minute, it happened.
Adam Rooney, your nominated penalty saver, he got to the ball pretty smartly.
Yeah, well, Adam, all strikers like to grab the ball first, and I think Adam's been confident with his shooting and that sort of thing, so I'm happy he took it and he scored. Obviously, I might have been a bit annoyed if he hadn't scored, but, you know, maybe those things will come in later date.
And he's talked before the game about playing winger, striker, just wants to be in the team. 4-5-1, is that your sort of formation of choice at the moment?
Not necessarily, just we'll look at Notts County probably tomorrow, and we'll decide what's probably best for us. And for the best way that we can maybe try and cause them problems. But we went to sort of 4-4-2 and got the second goal. So, you know, they can mix and match these lads. But there are some good players. We've just got to hope that Simon Ferry is okay. He's a bit of a tight hamstring, so we just hope that he's not going to be out injured, because we need as many players as we've got at the moment.
James Collins, you'll be taught to score like that last Aston Villa a few years ago, didn't you, one-on-one?
he used to miss when he played on my team back then. But no, James is a good goal scorer. He always likes to finish. Like, he had his other shot when the goalies fumble it as well, so he doesn't miss a target very often. But I think you saw the euphoria between the players on the bench and the youngsters that have come in and joined us as well, and the great rapport they have for the fans. And I think that's the most important thing. These players are trying to play for the fans, because I think they know how great it would be for the fans if we either got automatic promotion or if we managed to get in the playoffs at least.
What about the youngsters then? Connor Walden, Alex Ferguson, would you have played them if you had to?
If I had to, and I might have to, we just don't know. They trained with me, and we took another couple of lads, Aaron Ferris and Jake Simpson, along with us as well, because at the moment, that's where we are. And we may have to use them at some stage, and I wouldn't have any worry about throwing them on, because the one thing being is they'll run around. They might be a little bit inexperienced, but they'll run around, and in the end, if that's what you're paid to do, that's what you're paid to do.
Nathan Thompson's not that much older. A word for his contribution tonight?
Fantastic. I just wish he'd not get his booked so many times. I think he's been booked every game I've been in charge of, and I don't think that's because I've been a bit aggressive with him. But no, he was tremendous, and especially to play the rest of the game, because he had a couple of bad tackles on him as well, and he deservedly got the man of the match on from the television.
He's getting closer to 10 yellow cards, isn't he?
Yeah, he's one away, so we need to try and keep him, you know, a little bit sane. But it's difficult in this game, because, like, sometimes the referees, you know, the decisions, it probably wasn't Nathan's foul, it was maybe somebody else's foul 2 minutes before that caused him to get booked. So we'll just wait and see. And if he gets suspended, then we have to get on with it and get somebody else in and play. That's the nature of football.
I guess that's just luck, isn't it? Because obviously Alan Navarro, Lewis Thompson, central midfielders, and you say that about Simon Ferry as well. It's just the way it goes sometimes.
Yeah, it certainly is. Lewis obviously is away with Wales, but he should be back, depending on if he plays on Friday or not. Alan Navarro, we're hopeful that he might come back. We'll just see how it goes. But yeah, we're just going to get on with it. As I say, I think with a bit of luck, if things aren't going great for us, the crowd will get behind us at the county ground and drag them through it, because that's what did it for us tonight.
I'm going to have to ask you the embargo question. Are you resigning yourself to the players you've got for the run-in or not yet?
I'm working on the premise that we won't be out of embargo, and then if we do, then it might give us time to have a little chat to sign and find some players. But you saw how they played tonight, and you've seen them play all season. They don't get in this position all season without being decent to side, so we just got to try and stay injury-free, and that's the most important thing.
What about the top of League One then? It's been a time when you played one game. It just looks very different to last Tuesday night.
Yeah, we feel in many ways that we could have won all four games. We ended up now at 7 out of 12, and, you know, maybe 9 or 10 would have been probably a better test for us, or better score for us. But yes, but it is that close, because I think Yeovil had won the most home games of anybody so far, and then we came out there, and I wouldn't say we were comfortable, but we probably deserved the win in the end.
We shouldn't underestimate the fact that, you know, they were, well, level on points before kickoff. A good team to beat.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Any team's a good team to beat. Because, as you say, like, Milton Keynes lost tonight. Milton Keynes lost to Shrewsbury last week. And so it's going to be up and down, and it's going to be up and down for the next 8 games as well.
Do you think it's going to go to Scunthorpe in your heart of hearts?
I think it will do. I think it'll go to the last game for all the positions. Hopefully we'll be in the top two, but if not, then we go the other way.
Just to go back to tonight, you've alluded to already the support, the unity, the never-say-die attitude. There are many positives to take, as well as the 3 points.
Oh, yeah, fantastic. The away support has been tremendous. They were tremendous last week at Brentford. They were great at Coventry. And They were great tonight, and I just hope that they can drag the rest of the fans through at the County Ground on Saturday and get a bit more noise and get behind the team to really drag them through, because they want it, and they want it as much as the fans do.
Thank you very much, and well done.
Thank you.
Appreciate that. That's Kevin McDonald, Swindon Town's manager, live on BBC Wiltshire.